top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening, and this is the evening news for today, Wednesday, September 19th, 2018, and brought to you for the very kind compliments of Ports Dominica Limited. In the headlines, Digicel has provided EC $200,000 in sponsorship for the World Creole Music Festival, and an appeal was struck down for Leroy King, who faces 11 fraud-related charges stemming from U.S. $7 billion Ponzi scheme, and Storm Ali leaves a trail of destruction as gales and heavy rains sweeps for the UK. Again, the news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Ports Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Need cash? Get a loan up to $10,000. Easy monthly payments with up to 24 months to repay. Only with Quartz Ready Cash. It's quick, easy, hassle-free, and no security required. All you need to walk with is one form of valid picture ID, a recent job letter, and payslip, proof of address, and the names of three references. Visit your nearest Quartz location for more information. Get a Ready Cash loan today.
And we're back. The Kalinago people of Dominica have a history of resilience and resistance. The history of Karina and Karifuna culture, the culminating activity of the drum voices, and other historical teachings passed down from cultural elders and activists and Kalinago leaders all play a pivotal role in Dominica's history. Minister for Kalinago Affairs and a Member of Parliament for the Salibier constituency, Cassius Daru, shared a bit of the history leading up to this day and says that to be a resilient country, you can't forget the Kalinago people. He was speaking as a guest speaker on the regular morning program, The Hot Seat, hosted by agronomist, activist, and former Agriculture Minister Atherton Mate, who is filling in for Mofias Peltier.
Happened in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. We had this community of Salibier. Really, that's the cradle, and I'm subject to correction, mm-hmm. but I'll call it the cradle to Kalinago settlement in the Kalinago community. Okay. As you hear, the police station, the preschools, the school, yeah. the health center, and everything circled around the Salibier community. Mm-hmm. So that's where we had our representative from in terms of local governance.
Okay.
And the people, or let me say, they were very cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were doing this straight from Salibier, and of course, which caused some alarm by the administrative then.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided that they were going to go to Salibier to search for what they say, contraband goods. And codfish, mm-hmm. and tobacco, mm-hmm. and some home necessities.
Mm-hmm.
When they came, they found some, but the people resisted. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, you're not going to live with our products,
yeah.
with what we bought.
Mm-hmm.
And then the confrontation started, and officers shot at the Kalinago brothers who were there. When the chief came, the chief said that they're not going with mm-hmm. anything.
Mm-hmm.
So things started, and whatever they could use, because they don't have firearms. So this activity happened, and they call it the 1930 Carib War.
Yeah.
To me, it's not a war.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of resistance from taking away from us what really is ours. When we speak resilience without the Kalinago people being part of it, cannot happen. If you look at the National Trail, for example, mm-hmm. is one example of where the Kalinago people respected Mother Nature. And anytime they were approaching a river, they would head down to the seaside.
That's right.
And then move back to the hills and then back to the seaside and stuff. So there are several things to learn from the Kalinago people.
Right.
If it wasn't for our resistance or resilience, Kalinago people had a significant part to play in terms of even our independence,
mm-hmm.
from what I understand.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot for us to remember. And we have some people on the outside who cast racist remarks to the Kalinago people,
yes,
which
yes.
must end.
Yes,
and that's why we had to go to Parliament to rename Karib to Kalinago. And
right.
having this his name, where we recognize today as the Kalinago people, or we call ourselves the authentic people of this country.
That was a minister for the Kalinago Affairs and member of parliament for the Salibier constituency, Cassius Daru. And speaking at a press conference held on Tuesday, September 19th or 18th, 2018, the MP for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis, says that there are a lot of local franchises that contributed to the local economy and have contributed to Dominica's economical growth in the past. companies like Bellows Tea and many more. Francis says that this will create employment for families and get a few people back on their feet.
I also want to comment on our economic base. In Rosasort, as an example, we saw the closure of Anchorage Hotel, Bellow, Evergreen, and some other businesses. And these businesses have not been able to recover thus far. We are hoping that the government of Dominica will see it fit to sit with these proprietors, find out what are their needs, and to assist them to get back into business. Getting back into business means creation of jobs. It means that families can find their ways, because there are still many families who are not only on the tarpaulin, but their children are unemployed and they have no steady source of income.
He says that despite the negatives, there are a lot of positives taking place, and in the dark times, there is always hope.
But in the darkness, there is hope. In Sufria, we have the emergence and development of Jungle Bay Resort, and we're hoping that it will come into fruition, and jobs will be created, and our people in Sufria will benefit, because we understand that we're one people. We understand that when all is said and done, as on that night of Hurricane Maria, when it rains, it does not rain on one man's housetop. And we have a biblical, moral, and ethical responsibility to look out for one another. And here in Team Dominica United Workers Party, we embrace the spirit of unity. We embrace the spirit of patriotism. We embrace the spirit of oneness. And moving forward, our party, we stand with every Dominican, especially those who are marginalized, those who are weak, those who are poor, those who are broken, and those with a contrite spirit.
That was MP for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis. And Digicel has provided EC $200,000 in sponsorship to the Dominica Festival Committee to host this year's World Creole Music Festival. Marketing executive at Digicel, Tyrell Alexander, while speaking at a press conference hosted by the DFC officials at the Prevost Cinema on Wednesday, stated that the company is pleased to have partnered with the DFC and hinted to a large range of deals available for the duration of the festival.
This year, our contribution is valued at $200,000. That includes cash and in-kind support. Forming part of the lineup is Digicel's regional ambassador, Marshall Montano. Most of us refer to him as the King of Soca. And as part of our sponsorship, we will see to it that patrons of the Creole Festival gain the best value leading up to the event and also during the three nights. Among other things, we guarantee that our customers, those who are here and those who will be coming in, will have great opportunities to gain more with their data, with their talk time, and of course the opportunity to win nightly tickets and a big one, spend some time with a major artist on the lineup, or maybe two, who knows. We're moving full steam ahead, definitely, and this is the time to be with Digicel. Look out for us at the Festival Duives in collaboration with the DFC. Stay tuned for updates on our promotions. We will have a number of them that we'll be rolling out in the coming days and weeks. So stay tuned via your favorite radio station.
And that was a marketing executive at Digicel, Tyrell Alexander. And the Peaport leader, Sophia Carrington, has sought to share her comments on the Ministry of Education's strategic plan, where Chandler Hyacin announced at a recent national principals meeting, the vision and the mission statement of the sector had been changed to focus and address current day challenges of students. Carrington told Q95 News on Wednesday she believes many educators here have developed a misconception of what it means to develop a 21st century skill-oriented student. According to her, some legislation needs to change to address some missing components which exist within Dominica's school curriculum if the education sector is to achieve any real results for the workforce.
Addressing education, I would say a large number of educators, business leaders, even politicians are in agreement that our student population needs 21st century skills to be successful today. Now, the question that I pose is kind of different in that what are those skills that they speak of? We need today, the skills that we need today from what I've seen is no different than what we needed from the second, third, or fourth century. Last I checked, we've created no Einsteins to speak of in recent history. The problem is not our student population or the lack of, you know, 21st century skills, but rather that our curriculum in our schools is not rigorous enough. Now, what our students really need are critical thinking and problem-solving skills. They need information literacy. They need global awareness. They need to be able to be resourceful. And that is what's lacking in our school, in fact, in our society. So, for heaven's sakes, we still do not have a Freedom of Information Act in Dominica. We don't have civic studies, much less to have a real global studies. I mean, if you don't believe me that, you know, these are not anything new in terms of the skill sets we need, I mean, perhaps you should take a read, you know, and look at Plato's The Republic, where he writes about the four distinct levels of intellect and that we need.
Additionally, Carrington believes the Ministry of Education should ensure that educators are practical and intentional in their teaching.
Even 21st century skills, it's not that we need 21st century skills, it's that we're not teaching it in our schools. The only thing that's new, in my opinion, is that the access to educational institutions, where, you know, prior, before you had access, were only to the elite, or when you teach certain skills or you have certain resources available, it is usually available to those with the money. So when we look at it, in my opinion, the real difference that we need is our educational institutions. And what we need to do is to start teaching in a more intentional and effective manner. And as a former educator, I say be intentional with your teaching and be deliberate with what we do as, you know, ministers of education and principals of schools and teachers of classrooms. You are leaders. And yes, we do need a radical, to me, overhaul of how we think about our curriculum and the content that is being taught in schools today.
That was a Peaport leader, Sophia Carrington. And just for correction, the marketing executive at Digicel is Tirella Alexander. And in more news, the Dominica's Fire Department headquarters has expressed a sadness in reporting that a pregnant mother of two is now homeless as a result of a major fire at Lower Monbruce, which engulfed her residence at 6:55 a.m. While speaking to Q95 News on Wednesday, acting sub-station officer and the PRO of the Dominica Fire Department, Tony John Baptist, also confirmed the death of one of the children, a toddler who was only 1 year and 3 months. Q95 News extends sincere condolences and wishes the mother and her son well into the foreseeable future.
On Wednesday, 19 September, at 6:55 hours, the fire department received information from a caller of a house fire at Lower Monbruce, which was already in an advanced stage of burning. I can confirm with sadness of a fatality as a result of the fire involving a toddler, age 1 year and 3 months. I want to take this opportunity to express condolences on behalf of the fire chief and other ranks within the fire department to the mother and other family members of the deceased. The mother, who is currently pregnant, along with her three-year-old son, escaped the blaze and are currently homeless as a result. The building in question was a small house comprising of concrete block and plywood measuring 13 feet by 9 feet. Indeed, it was a relatively sad morning for the community of Lower Monbruce, and once again, I would like to take this opportunity to express sympathies on behalf of the chief fire officer and other members of the fire and ambulance services.
That was acting substation officer and PRO of the Dominica Fire Department, Tony John Baptist. And an appeal was yesterday struck down for Leroy King, the embattled former administrator of the Financial Services Regulatory Commission, FSRC, who is seeking to stop his extradition into the United States to face 11 fraud-related charges stemming from the U.S. $7 billion Ponzi scheme by Alan Stanford. The Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court handed down the decision during a sitting in St. Kitts. The ruling came several months after Antigua and Barbuda's Director of Public Prosecutions, Anthony Armstrong, and King, through his lawyers, argued against and for the appeal respectively. A warrant has been issued for him since 2009. King lost his first challenge to his extradition in 2010. He filed numerous appeals each time and suffered another defeat in the courts. King initially faced 21 fraud-related charges, but these were later revised, leaving him facing 11 wire and mail fraud charges for allegedly facilitating the multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme by the disgraced Texan billionaire Stanford, who was operating business in Antigua for many years. And at least two people have been killed as a storm alley sweeps through the UK with severe gales and heavy rainfall. A severe yellow warning for wind is in place for UK residents until late Wednesday night, bringing the risk of damage to buildings, fallen trees, road closures and large waves in coastal areas. A strong jet stream out of Canada is responsible for the current spell of unsettled weather, which is expected to stay over the UK until Tuesday next week, the Met Office said. Around 75 flights have been cancelled and 10 flights diverted from Dublin Airport due to strong winds from Ali, as a Sky News weather producer Johanna Robinson said that Ali will continue to bring damaging gusts of winds up to 80 miles an hour across the central, southern and eastern Scotland as a storm Ali moves away this evening and overnight. The winds will ease across all areas, but it will stay windy in the north, she says. And this has been the evening news for today, Wednesday, 19th September 2018. But here's a recap of the headlines. Digicel has provided EC $200,000 in sponsorship for the World Creole Music Festival. An appeal was struck down for Leroy King, who faces 11 fraud-related charges stemming from a US $7 billion Ponzi scheme. Storm Ali leaves a trail of destruction as gales and heavy rain sweep through the UK. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I'm Asana Robinson, wishing you a pleasant evening.
Top of the hour news as it happens.